But I do love Gardener's World. I do whiz it on when you get the loons that only like one plant. So when you're like, oh, this person's fuchsia mad, whiz it on.
Hello and welcome to Pottering with me, Tom Allen.
Today I shall be pottering in the garden with my dear friend Kerry Godleman, the incredible comedian and actor. You may well know her from Afterlife, Whitstable Pearl, loads of things actually, she's done loads. And she's a wonderful person and she really loves gardening. So I am very excited to be talking to her about why she loves it. And I'm hoping that she can bring some advice for me because I don't know my way with tomatoes. Kerry, I know how busy you are.
This is so lovely, though.
Thank you for coming to join me in the garden. You find gardens calming?
I love gardens. Mm. They're happy places.
Mm. Have you always been like that?
Yeah, I've always loved being in the garden. I like looking at pictures of me as a child in our family gardens.
Oh, yeah.
In my rah-rah skirts. I just like gardens and I like...
Yeah.
They're just lovely spaces.
It is a funny thing, isn't it? Particularly in this country where the weather is often not good enough to go in the garden.
That's true, yeah.
I think that's why they're seen as such precious places.
Yeah.
Because we go, oh, we're allowed, we can go in the garden.
Look, go
in the garden.
Yeah.
We can eat in the garden sometimes.
Yes.
It feels like a huge treat.
But I've got a little potting shed now, which is
sort of
like a room.
Oh.
So even in bad weather, I can go and sit in the garden.
Do you sometimes just sit in there?
Alone, quiet. Yes.
Really? Because I have got a bit of a dream of doing something like that.
Do it. I can't recommend it more.
What, do you have just a chair?
I've got some lovely, cosy sort of... They are garden chairs, but they're cosy with cushions and...
Nice.
And it is a potting... I use it as a potting shed.
Yeah,
I do my seeds and all that stuff in there. But I couldn't decide between a greenhouse and a potting shed.
Yeah, right.
Or a cabin, because that's the thing now, isn't it?
A cabin. People love a cabin.
Yeah, but I thought, I don't need a cabin and I don't need a greenhouse. I need a hybrid of both.
And that's good, so you know all your, all your compost and your...
Yeah, all my knickknacks, all my gardening knickknacks are in there. But sometimes I write in there or read in there.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, it's a nice little room.
Oh, I like that idea. Do you have a lot of gardening knickknacks?
I've got, pots, way more pots than I need.
Same.
A few tools. I was doing a bit of gardening. This time of year is quite busy, isn't it, for gardening?
Yeah.
And I found a missing trowel in some foliage. I was there it is.
Like a lovely Agatha Christie mystery, the missing
trowel. Yeah, the missing trowel. Or reading glasses. I've got hundreds of pairs of reading glasses. Sometimes I think, oh, there's those old reading glasses.
Oh, yeah, but that's where they are, always in the potting shed.
In the actual garden, in the foliage.
Oh, actually.
I'll be like weeding and go, they're there. I left them there last year.
Oh, I see. See.
Yes.
Oh, but I like that. It's just a little space in the garden.
Yeah.
To
you don't need it to be sunny every day. So you'd be out there.
And actually, there's something quite lovely about being in the garden in the rain.
Yeah,
that
I love
like
being
a
in the
stolen time. Like you're not supposed to be there then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
You can see all the cats. Like, what are you doing here?
Yeah. This is our time.
This is our garden, our space.
Oh, of course they're like that. They would be, those cats. And I know that you've got a larger garden now than you used to have.
Yes.
You were telling me about how it's a place you made manifest yourself.
Yes, it was a house near where we used to live that used to have, it was on a street that used to have open house weekends, like artist house.
Oh, and who cares about the art?
Who cares about the art? I used to go to that house to snoop around that garden.
Of course, that's the point of them.
And I always wanted one of those houses on that street because they had these gardens that for the area in London I live in, which is, you know, this side of town, there aren't many big gardens, but this street had quite big gardens.
Ah.
So I manifested it. I got it and
you got
one
it
of those.
Mind. Yeah, and did you buy the one that the artist actually
no,
had?
No, over the road.
Oh, perfect.
It was an old couple and they were selling it. They'd lived in it for 40-odd years. One of those classic do-it-up scenarios.
But I like that when you take on a space that's obviously been loved. I think when I moved here, I've met pretty much everybody who's lived in this house for the past...
Really?
75 years.
No way, that's amazing.
Yeah, the lady who grew up here in the 50s, in the 60s, she just knocked on the door one day and said,
I love that.
Is this your house? And I said, yes. And anyway, she took us on a tour of it from her perspective.
Yes.
It's really quite magical.
We had that in our old house. A woman knocked at the door and said, I grew up in that house. She said, is the walnut tree still in the garden? And it was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lovely story. Because I think people have often said to me about this house, it's a happy house. It's a very happy house.
You can feel that it's a happy house.
Well, I hope that the birds like it.
Yeah, and the happy garden.
And the happy... Well, we hope it's a happy garden. I mean, it does feel like that, actually. When I come home... Home to me is actually the garden as much as it is the house, really.
Especially this time of year.
Yeah, I like to start the day.
Yeah.
in the couple, even just walking around,
having
a look.
Yeah, I do. Come out with your coffee in the morning.
Yes, lovely. Yeah. Have you ever tried any of that sort of slightly more hippie-ish stuff of take your shoes off and charge from the earth?
I haven't. I've got a dog, so it's quite dangerous for me to walk there. Look, it's not full of dog shit.
No.
But there's a bit of it.
There's a bit of dog shit.
I can't risk barefoot walking.
That would be very
I can't risk hippie walking.
Yeah, forget that.
No.
Forget that.
But I do go out there in the morning and there is a different energy, isn't there, first thing?
I like to think so. If it's early, we get the sun. We're sort of the wrong way facing. The sun comes up there and then it goes, we lose it later in the day.
I've never been, we're the same. I've never been good at that south-facing, north-facing, thing.
Yeah, it's not the worst thing, but...
But if you've got a nice big garden, you'll get some sun somewhere all day.
And the morning sun. Oh my God, these birds are absolutely having a party.
Are they parakeets? Because we get a lot of them in South London, don't we?
No, they're bloody magpies.
Oh, magpies, they're thuggish
as well. Three for a girl.
We were driving over to my mum's the other day and one fell out of the sky dead. And I was like, that doesn't fit the poem.
Which is one?
One for a...
One
yeah,
for
but it wasn't one for sorrow.
Well, it was for the magpies. It was dead. Yeah.
But it was awful. It's like, that's like end of days. Like a sort of early scene in an apocalyptic drama. Are you good at bird call songs?
No, there's the app, isn't there? But I've never downloaded it.
Like Shazam for birds.
Shazam for birds.
Well, I know the magpies, they sound like maracas, don't they?
Oh, that's a good one.
They've got a maraca vibe. But I don't know all the different...
We get a lot of parakeets in South London. There's different theories about why they're there.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yes, that's one.
The Tudors.
There's something to do with something. It was the Tudors.
Course.
I knew that Anne Boleyn was
Hendrix or the Tudors. What are the other ones?
I heard they were filming a pirate film. I think it was called The African Queen.
Oh,
and they had a lot of pirates...
Pirates and parakeets.
And a load of pirates, and they just let them run free.
That does ring a bell.
A lot of parrots or parakeets, and they let them, they escaped or something.
And they've thrived.
But I think it's probably that parakeets often escape, don't they? If people have them as pets.
Yeah.
And they probably just escaped and bred.
But they've thrived, like they're quite thuggish. So I feed the birds, and they really are like, they're bullies.
They're very beautiful, but they make an unbearable squawking sound.
Yeah.
Quite an ugly noise, mind telling you. I wouldn't mind. For species to be limited, I think they're one of my ones I could let go.
Yeah, they're like squirrels a bit, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's like, they seems fun at first, and then you're like, oh, there's too many of you.
Yeah.
And you're dominating the other
yes,
guys.
Yes, and that's what I sometimes think, like, everybody should have space. But apparently the worst ones, robins.
Oh, really?
They're bastards, yeah.
Are they?
Real bullies.
Is that true?
Yeah, so if you see a robin...
But they're so charming, Tom.
Well, they make all those Christmas cards for us, but they aren't nice, as is often the case.
Don't spoil it.
Sorry.
Because you get, they're very confident, aren't they? They'll come really close when you're doing gardening. Sometimes a robin will come right over and you're like, hey.
You never get that from a sparrow, do you?
You don't, or a blue tit, no.
No, no way would they have the confidence to do that. Because the robin would chase them off with its big...
And they're a bit bolshy.
Yeah, with its big red breast to scare it off, yeah.
They're the national bird, aren't they?
Are they?
They're our national bird.
I didn't know they
were the national bird. I think oak is our national tree, rose is our national flower, and robins are our national bird.
Oh, that's
I believe
good to know.
That to be true.
Oh, that's good to know. I like an oak tree.
I love an oak tree.
Do you know what I also like is a magnolia tree?
I do, the first bloom. And you know they're Jurassic.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh. I went for my 30th birthday to Emmett's Garden.
I've been there. It's beautiful.
Lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, some people go to Ibiza, don't they? Or they have a party.
Not people like you and me, Tom.
No.
We go to a National Trust.
Go to a National Trust garden.
Get ourselves a leather bookmark.
I tell you, those gift shops, I...
Oh, they're so joyful.
I should have an account with them, I think.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that experience. And they have handkerchief trees there. Do you remember them? Where they have, like, it's a blossom, but the blossom falls like a handkerchief.
That sounds delightful.
Isn't that lovely? And very, you know, on
overpriced.
Brand. Very overpriced camp sort of thing I love to do.
That sounds like a crafting project that I'm happy to... Oh. If you ever decide to go for that, can you call me?
I'll take you along. Oh, wow, that would be a lovely thing to do on a spring bank holiday. Yeah.
Are we going to a National Trust property to do a handkerchief tree?
You have to sign up. It's oversubscribed.
It sells out immediately.
You have to be on.
It's going live tomorrow at 9.
You've got to be on the. You've got to be on the site right there to go. Otherwise, forget it. Forget it. Have you come from a family of gardeners?
Yeah, pretty much. Yes, but not in that kind of like. you know, no one professionally.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, keen. My dad gardens, my mum gardens,
lovely.
My granddad gardens. I have fond memories of being in both sets of grandparents' garden.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, you often see gardens from our grandparents' era where they didn't have lawns so much. They often had slightly raised beds and they'd have like a plethora of beautiful either bedding plants and other things. Or
it's interesting
vegetables.
To see the trends.
Yeah.
Because we were both recently at Chelsea and they talk a lot about these fashions in gardening, don't they? And at the moment there is this kind of wild, like encouraging a bit of wild style.
Yes, yes.
But that wasn't true of our grandparents' gardens.
No.
That's the very quaint.
Very quaint.
Yeah. So I can see from photos of me as a kid in my grandparents' gardens that gardening styles have changed.
Yeah, right.
Like they were all quite, you know, ordered.
Absolutely, and a sense of system with it. But I think as well, for our grandparents perhaps, and my dad did talk of it because he was born in 1941, the memory of the war and how people did dig for victory. I mean, I think it wasn't necessarily to do with the war. I think it had always been that if you wanted vegetables or some extras, you grew them.
Yeah. I love it in our garden because, as I said, the family that lived in it had lived in it for a very long time and they'd bought it off her parents.
Oh,
so we've got like this rockery pond area, which is a bit bodgy. It's not been done brilliantly. And the materials that have been used were from the Anderson shelter. He told us that they'd broken up the concrete, Anderson shelter. So it's sort of pre-war concrete.
Right.
And made a rockery out of it. It's a bit ugly, but actually it's so... Oh,
when you got that story with it.
The story,
yeah.
I'm not inclined to get rid of it.
Oh, you could keep a bit of it, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Keep a few blocks from it.
Yeah.
What a lovely piece of history, though,
to commemorate exactly.
That.
Like you say, these gardens have been around a long time and they've got stories.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? They've always got stories and we've tried to get things that sort of correspond to moments or things and...
Do you have a thing where you know all the plants and where you got them or if you inherited them with the house or the ones you've put in?
Well, certain ones we do. The meadow flowers, I was inspired by Chelsea. This is all meadow flowers here.
This is really lovely.
But as my mum says, oh, it's just weeds, isn't it? Why you got a load of old weeds
there? No, they're meadow flowers. They sell seed.
It's very, and it's good for the
it's
bugs.
Good for pollinating.
It's good for the pollination.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful.
So, you know, that kind of thing. But that, of course, the urn I bought by mistake because I didn't realise how tall it would be.
How do you buy an urn by mistake?
Well, I was actually on tour.
Yeah.
And after a tour show, I don't know about you, I sometimes find it difficult to unwind. So I'll go on like reclamation sites. So I go urn shopping.
What do you do? Yoga, gardening, I urn shop.
I love to urn in both senses. I bought
it's
that.
A gorgeous
I
urn.
I saw it online and I thought, I've got to have it. We went on the tour of Buckingham Palace last year. They've got the same ones.
No.
Yeah, there's
you
a smaller.
You don't think it's been nicked from Buckingham Palace and sold on?
There was a gap, actually. I just wonder why you had to get rid of it so quickly. Yeah.
It's gorgeous. It's got regal vibes.
That's what people say about me as well.
Yes, you've got regal vibes.
Thank you, Kerry. Thank you. But are you like that, then? Have you got plants with stories?
Well, I just know where they're all from. I know which ones were there when we bought the house. I know which ones I put in.
Yeah.
Trees especially. I'm quite
affectionate
about the trees that I put in.
What trees have you put in?
I've got a catalpa, quite a few fruit trees that I put in.
Did you? Lovely. Yeah. What sort of fruits did you put?
A pear, an apple, crab apples for the birds, a plum. Again, the birds get it. So I don't really harvest it and use it.
That's the reality of gardening, isn't it? Yeah. That I always think you kind of read books or magazines and this kind of notion of these kind of slightly Victorian, everything's sort of lovely and you just dust off a potato. And
I know, all of that is...
It's all been like absolutely annihilated by the animals that everyone goes mad about.
I'm getting better at not growing... Because I went through a phase of trying to be this sort of kitchen garden.
Yes, exactly. Like
but actually, it's a lot of bother and I'm not really going to get a harvest that's going to... I mean, unless it's tomatoes or cut-and-come-again lettuce, if it's just a one-crop situation, I'm not...
Come on, it's a waste of time.
It's £1.25 for a bag of lovely new potatoes from the cart.
Oh, carrots, like 20p.
Yeah, quite.
And then we put all this effort and go, oh no, the slugs have eaten one of our 12 carrots.
I get more joy from a meadow.
Yes, that's true, isn't it?
Than from a potato.
People say you can eat more than you know. I don't suggest we try that today, but apparently there are more things that are edible than we perhaps acknowledge.
Oh, yes.
I'm not saying to anybody, try it. I mean, do your research.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that we can eat that we don't realise.
We could. That's why I'm trying to grow more herbs.
Yes.
You can just, they're lovely to look at. And also you can just clip a few bits
off. The chives. I'll show you my chives.
I love chives.
They've come up like alliums.
Yeah, they're beautiful. They really are beautiful.
I'd like to grow garlic because I like the smell of wild garlic.
Yeah, it is lovely. Once you get it going, surely something like that will just...
Maybe that's sort of self-seed.
I'm trying to do more things that self-seed. Mm. Trying to get verbena going because then it just does its thing.
Verbena I've got everywhere.
Yeah, I've got it. I had an allotment. I haven't got it now.
Did
but
you?
I did have an allotment.
Oh, that's
and it,
nice.
That had a lot of verbena on it. So I know it can go mad.
Yeah, yeah. It takes over a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you love having an allotment?
I loved having it, but that was before I got this big garden.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I can't. Now I've got a big garden to look after.
Yes.
So I didn't have time for both. Well, but I've still sort of got it in that I had a partner and she had an allotment
And
so she does it. So that's I still go up there for a cup of tea.
Nice. So you've
got
the benefits
of it. And to supervise like a landlady, like it's my land.
Lovely.
Yeah. I'm like, Liz, what are you doing?
Oh, Liz, you've made a real mistake here. What a shame.
When I was in charge, I wouldn't have chosen to do this. You've let the verbena go mad.
So much verbena. What are you doing? Opening a tea room?
So I feel like I haven't let it go. I would have been sad to let it go. Mm. It's a lovely allotment. I love Gardener's World. I watch it religiously.
I thought that was weird the way you watch it religiously.
It's mad.
Habit.
Yeah, I like it. And I just sit. I have favourites. When I went to Chelsea the other day, I was like, there's Adam Frost!
Oh, yeah. Adam Frost is lovely, isn't he? They're all lovely.
Lovely.
Carol Klein.
Carol Klein is a propagating loon.
Yes, she loves to propagate.
She's propagating.
She cannot stop.
Stop propagating, Carol.
She's trying to take over the world with her plants.
She's trying to propagate me. I'm like, I'm a human.
Aric Anderson, lovely person to spend time with.
I love Aric.
So Aric came and did...
Frances Tophill, love her.
Oh, lovely.
I love them all.
They're all lovely people.
There are all these other celebrities. I was like, who are they?
Yeah,
these are the only
stars.
Ones. Tom Massey's like...
Tom Massey, what a god.
But I do love Gardener's World. I do whiz it on when you get the loons that only like one plant. So, when you're like, oh, this person's fuchsia mad, whiz it on.
They've dedicated their whole,
life to like sweet peas. Yeah. You're like,
grow something else.
Yeah, mix it up.
Mix it up. Yeah. But I love it. I love it as a tone.
I do.
Lovely tone to
it. I do.
But I think as well, it's important to go, you don't have to be as perfect as some of the gardens. They
no,
show that
but I learn a lot from it. Look,
it's okay to learn.
Yeah.
And I think that's the mental journey that's so great, is to learn to be imperfect.
Totally.
And accept that and
that's
love that.
Nature.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything was an allegory for existence, it's nature.
It is nature. Isn't that true?
It's like there will be some things that don't work out.
Some things will live, some things will die.
And there'll be surprises.
There'll be surprises. I'm so glad you're joining me. I want you to help me with... learning how to grow tomatoes.
Oh, okay. I'm not an expert, though. Let's be clear.
No, we're not experts. That's what today is all about, embracing our
My dad did tell me a thing recently about planting them. He said, go deeper because they can root from their stem. So, you know, some plants you have to put them right where...
Yeah.
He's like, no, go even deeper.
Oh, because I haven't chosen a pot, so this is great.
Yeah, so he said that all that... You think you're burying the stem, but it will root and it will make it a really sturdy plant. Because there's nothing more annoying than a...
Let me tell you.
Blowing over in the wind. What tomatoes are these?
I don't know.
It's a mystery.
Mystery tomatoes. Alfie's planted them.
Oh, great.
So, when I was away, Alfie took to planting up some tomatoes.
Right.
Which is wonderful. Tried to grow them before, and we've had difficulty.
Right.
We got blight, then we didn't do the thing, so they just went very bushy.
Oh, when you do the picking thing?
Yes. So
pricking. What's it called?
Is it pricking out?
No, pricking out is when you do the tray and then...
It's one of those terms that I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the word is, but I know what you mean. Pinching?
Pinching.
Pinching.
So, I was going to say, do you know about pinching out tomatoes?
I do. I have grown tomatoes, and I've had the blight thing, and I don't have any expertise.
No, we don't.
You go. Look, that little bit there, you should pinch that off. When they grow in the corners...
When they grow in the corners, they're the bits that you've got to go...
Pinch it
no.
out. Because otherwise it'll all get bushy and you want it to just fruit.
Okay, so there's one there, so I pick that out.
So I'm told.
So you want it to go like a stalk?
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's loads.
Oh, there you go, yeah. It's getting rid of that. Do you grow dahlias?
Yeah.
Because I've never had a lot of luck. And there's that bit with Cosmos as well, where you've got to be quite bold and pinch off the top to push it up.
Yes, I find... This is a dahlia bush here, and I find...
Why do your slugs not get that? The slugs always just ruin my dahlias.
They have done. If you look down the bottom, they have. But I think if...
It's too established.
Maybe, or no, this came in as a little tuber. If they're in a good position, they grow quickly, so they outgrow the slugs, maybe.
It's a race.
Because I've got one at the back there, which you can't see because...
The slugs get it, yeah.
And I think it's not got as good a sun there. Whereas this, prime morning sun, which seems to be the best sun.
Oh, okay, I'll bear that in mind.
But tomatoes, I have reasonable luck with tomatoes, but my dad gives me... Often he'll give me a baby plant that's quite far along, so I cheat.
No, that's not... But then it's not cheating, is it? Because you're still looking after it and growing
Yeah.
it.
Of all the things that we grow to eat, it's the thing that I really... You can harvest. You can be harvesting it most of the summer.
Isn't it lovely? Yeah. And then to have a homegrown tomato.
Yeah, it's really lovely.
What a nice thing.
It is.
I don't know what types these are, but your dad also had the advice of how to plant them.
Well, he just said, don't be shy to go quite deep, like, go really deep with them.
But if I... So I'll go quite deep with it, like that.
Yeah.
Right, so that, and I just dig with my hands.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
do.
Like, people give
I mean,
me gloves,
I can never have nice nails. But it's awful. Do you ever find... When you used to be doing gardening on a Saturday and then go out and do a gig and like, I turn up with all my arms scratched.
You do get injured more.
Yes. And I'm like, I have to wear long sleeves. I don't look at that.
I wonder why you went through that phase of wearing those long evening gloves.
Yes.
It was an odd look for you.
Yes. It was always, I was always self-conscious of it on stage if I'd been gardening.
No, I thought it was a fun gimmick.
There we go. There and we then go. My dad would say you could go quite deep with it.
Don't.
Well, I think, I mean, I think it's true. You could go to like there.
Oh, right.
Even bury some of those like low.
Because my mum's always going, push it right down.
Yes.
Push it right down.
Push it right down. And he said that stem will root.
Fine. Well, that's good because, as we say, it's much less likely to be all bending in the wind. Then.
And they're very thirsty and hungry, aren't they, tomatoes? You really can't go on holiday and leave them. Because that's the one thing about gardening. Because I love gardening, but I also love going on holiday.
Yes.
And my dad has said you can't have both.
You can't have both.
I'm like, wow, why is everything so extreme?
There must be an app that someone would come around and water your plants.
What, the app does it? Like a house sitting box.
What if AI is going to do anything? Maybe we could do the bloody garden.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
It's going to steal all of our jobs.
the least you can do
is water
my tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's the one thing I always struggle with when you get back from holidays and it's like, oh, my tomatoes are dead.
Oh, yeah. And then they look...
Yeah.
But
and they do need to be fed every week.
Do you give them a good feed? Yeah, that Tomarite stuff, is that what
Yeah, any tomato feed. And then you use it for other things, don't you?
I have to. It's, I always think it's a bit like Marmite. I mean, I don't use it, I don't eat it.
What do you mean, like Marmite? Love it or hate it?
Sort of, no, as in, like, it sort of smells a bit like Marmite to me. It's got a sort of...
maybe my smell's not working properly.
I just have some weird...
Do you use seaweed feed? Is that your other feed, George?
No, but that's the one you're supposed to use, isn't it?
That's what I use.
Is it good?
Yeah,
that one
is good.
Some people use shells, don't they, like...
Oh,
not
yeah, I've never been able to make my own. Like, you know, some people sort of make comfrey stuff, don't they? Where they gather all the comfrey at that time of year and make a feed with it.
Comfrey, that's chicken shit.
Is it?
No, is it?
No.
Comfrey
is comfrey and chicken shit is chicken shit.
What's
They're different
then?
Things. It's a weed.
Oh, that's fine then.
Chicken shit also is good.
But that's
and next door neighbours have got chickens.
Have they?
Which gives a very rural vibe to the suburban
I bet
garden.
It does every morning.
Yeah, so they maybe I should ask them for some chicken shit.
And do you get eggs?
If I'm I don't like to assume, but sometimes if I'm like, I need to glaze a pie, and I only need one.
There, you don't live that life.
If I just need one to glaze a pie, I will cheekily ask.
Oh, and they
And I recently swapped an egg for a tomato plant. It's like olden times, Tom.
That's the dream. What you're describing there is exactly what I dream of.
Yeah. All I need now is a handkerchief tree, and I...
And then finally...
That's it.
You'll be completely Marlarkin.
Yeah, I'll be mad. Full old lady.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Going into, like, shops with a tomato plant.
Yeah.
I haven't got any money. Will you take
a tomato plant? Do you ever have streets around here, houses where they leave a few out and say, please take?
Street tapas.
Street
like
tapas. I love that.
Yeah, they do sometimes do that a little bit. And there's a lovely little, what I call a magic garden, where it's got... like little doorways, which are, you know, just a door on a wall. And like lots of reused things that are fashioned into like a little model and things.
Have you ever gone too far with that? Like sort of bought a toilet home and put a geranium in it and gone, it doesn't work.
Things like that. Like, I've never actually done it, but I have seen it where people start,
start
using. Like,
it can not
It can
work.
Be brilliant.
Yeah.
And you can do things with like a pallet or an old wardrobe.
Yes.
It's good to not throw things away, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
At the same time. Well, Kerry, thank you so much for joining me. I do have a little something for you.
Oh,
wait. I hope you like it. You probably have something like it already.
A birdhouse!
You like it?
I love it! I'm very pleased with this.
Well, there you go. So you can have your birds playing their maracas.
Yes!
I don't think a magpie will fit in there, but
All the robins.
All the robin
mucks. Joshing everyone
along.
Out, like, that's my house.
Yeah, get out of it.
That's gorgeous, thank you.
Well, hopefully it brings a little bit of joy to you.
It will bring me joy.
So thank you very much,
thank
Kerry.
You.
Thank you for joining me in the garden. And, well, I'll let you get back to it.
Yes, I've got a lot to do. Got watering, feeding, potting on. There's always things to do. Are you going to keep filming me walking out? Right, I'm unplugging. Right. I'm unplugging.
Okay. Get out of here. What a lovely time pottering in the garden with Kerry Godleman. Hope you had a nice time and you learned something about tomatoes. We hope that your tomatoes are thriving and that you prick out as much as possible.